Blog Talk Radio.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you. Here's some pain medicine. Let's go! You in your car, you at the house, on your job, be encouraged, boo. Come on! A long way. That's why we love you. Come on.
Everyone, this is Prophetess Rosalind Jennings. I want to thank God for everyone that's out there. Definitely want to give a special shout out to Miss Computer Lady, that's also one of the hosts here on Blog Talk. Please go to her show, Miss Computer Lady. I just thank God for her, how she, when I needed her to do a set up a show for me, how she stepped up and done it. You'd be surprised when you're doing God's work and you go to people who confess to be God's people, and when you need help, you'd be surprised who will step up and come along and help you. You really, but I want to say this to everyone. Galatians 6, verse 10, James 5, 12, James 2, verse 15. Luke 6:38. There's so many scriptures how we're supposed to be loving and supportive to each other, and we really got to be careful that we get that we really need deliverance, amen, from the spirit of offense, deliverance from the spirit of bitterness and jealousy and unforgiveness. That we got to honor all. Everything with the Bible say, not just what we want. We're here, the Bible said, iron sharpens iron. I mean, we put be accountable for each other. Also, the Bible say we will be our brother and sister keeper. And I just really want to say to everyone, be careful how you treat your brother or sister. Be careful how you treat someone. Galatians 6, verse 7 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, you will weep. And before we can move on to 2010 and receive the peace, joy, prosperity, happiness, and our salvation of our family and those around us, we really need to repent to God, and we go back and repent to our brothers and sisters how we have not been honoring God's word on those scriptures that I have just given. So tonight, I stand in the gap. I repent to God and to my brothers and sisters for those who have experience rejection, abandonment, jealousy, the list goes on and on, that God is holding each and one of us accountable how we treat each other. And we got to be careful. We got to get on like the book of Acts. We got to be on one accord. We got to show love and unity. How are we supposed to reach out there and reach the lost when we don't know how to treat each other? And this is go for every apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, everybody who the body of Christ who confess Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. Be you number one, forgive yourself, forgive others, go back and apologize to people, repent to God for not being loved and supportive, get delivered from cliques. You only help those who you want to help. I pray that God renew your mind and your heart and get delivered from that spirit. And for us to move forward into the things of God, we have to come together. We got to get delivered from selfishness, pride, jealousy. The spirit of bitterness, spirit of offense is rapid a lot because a lot of people feel, well, when I needed help, nobody was there for me. Get delivered from that spirit. We got to forgive and release people out of life. Sometimes, you know, our season is up. We got to move forward. You can't keep being around people who's not celebrating you, that is tolerating you, and, you know, you're always a blessing to them. That's not a true friendship. A true friendship, we learn to help each other. And I'm just praying to God. I plead the blood of Jesus over the airways, this chat room, this show, that the sound of my voice, I declare a decree that so people will rededicate their life back to Christ, accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, and get it right, because he's coming. And I know the scripture says nobody knows. Yeah, nobody doesn't know, but we have to prepare ourselves and get right for Jesus Christ. Salvation, healing, deliverance is the season. It's for the season. And we really got to get right, really, and take inventory of how we treat people. I want to say to the leaders, God didn't put people in your path, in your life, to help with the vision that he's giving you for you to verbally abuse them and mistreat them. Be careful. If you verbally and verbally and mistreating the people who God has put in your life to help with the vision, you have to answer to God and repent. So if you out there, you need to repent to God, get delivered, and go back and apologize, and let's walk in unity and love. It's so important that we have to get right with God. We can't take things for granted. Let's go into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I command the angels from the north, south, east, west to go on this airway, the show, and the chat room, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Father, renew our minds. deliver each one, God, from selfish pride, unforgiveness, anger, frustration, bitterness, spirit of offense. Deliver us, God, today in the name of Jesus, God. We call for it. The people from the north, south, east, west, that will be saved, healed, delivered, and blessed in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we're asking you that tonight, before midnight, that we'll take full accountability to you, God, and repent. I repent for not being loving and supportive. I repent when I saw my sister and brother in need, and I turned the other way, or I quote scriptures, for I won't help them. I repent for not being a man or woman of my word, James 5:12. I repent when I had an opportunity to do good, I didn't do good. That's Galatians 6:10. God, your word say, am I my brother keeper? God, we have to honor all your word. So I repent. I stand in the gap for every man, every woman. God, God, bring deliverance to us tonight, God, before we could go to 2010, that we would take accountability on how we treat our brothers and sisters, God. We repent. God, deliver my sister and brother from rejection, from the bitterness, from the spirit of offense, God, from pride and judgmental spirit, God. Because your words say in Romans 3:23, we all fall short, God, from the glory, God. So we need to get right with you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We give you praise. We give you honor. If it had not been for you on our side, where would I be, God? So, Father, I thank you. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah, God, for salvation. I thank you, God, for healing. I thank you, God, for deliverance. I thank you, God, for making a way out of no way in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Amen. Amen. Yes, I just thank God. I was thinking back how before I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior, how on New Year's Eve, I used to be planning going to the clubs, the Q Club, what was my favorite club? The Q Club, Bentley's, Studio 54, but Bentley, mainly the Q Club in Queens, New York. I am from Queens, New York, and Bentley has gone to Manhattan. And I just thank God for deliverance. I thank him for deliverance, how he delivered me from the nightclubs. Amen. And I thank him that I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Because when you go in no club, there's nothing in no club but lust. Everybody looking for a booty call. Everybody getting drunk. Everybody using drugs. And I thank God for deliverance. I thank God how he protected me. One time I went to this little hole-in-the-wall club out there in Queens, and it was a shootout. And I thank God he protected me. And I think back how my brother used to DJ, and I used to be in the front door collecting the money. I just thank God, and I think about how I used to dress, how I used to curse people out. I had real bad, a nasty attitude. I just thank God for my deliverance. I just thank God where he brought me from, where he's taken me to. Amen. And I just thank God. I keep thinking about that scripture, Psalms 1:24, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? And I just thank God how this year, how he's truly Jehovah Jireh, our provider, how he made ways for me out of nowhere when I didn't even know how I'm going to pay a bill, how I'm going to eat, how he provided for me to go travel. I travel on faith. And a lot of times people are like, how did you get? No, it's not money, it's faith. I went two places that I always wanted to go, and he blessed me to go. How he allowed me to speak a couple of times, and how he really teaching me on the power of forgiveness. There's times when I do feel like Charlie Brown, and I'm ready to kick this the power of forgiveness to the curb, and I thank God he gives me the strength and grace to move forward. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God, that I can stand on Galatians 6:7 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, you will reap. I just thank God for that scripture. That scripture has saved me from going to somebody's apartment and punching them in their face, from going to jail. It really kept me from acting like a fool. I just thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just praise him and thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I give him praise. I give him honor. Let's go into the power of forgiveness confession. I am free from unforgiveness and strife. I forgive others as Christ has forgiven me. As Christ has forgiven me, for the love of God is shed above in my heart by the Holy Ghost. Let's go into some scriptures. Amen. This is the one I'm really thinking about. I've really been praying on, and God's been dealing with me. I tell you, saints, it's God's grace and mercy that keeps me going. I just thank him because I get attacked all the time. And I go through, when we have a test, we got to pass the test. Sometimes we don't understand, but we got to pass that test. Hallelujah. I thank God. He's given, you know, I just praise him because it's not me. It's his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. All I could do is praise him. Praise him because he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I just thank him. I praise him. I just thank him. I remember 6 months ago when I had a near-death experience, how he protected me. Hallelujah. And I don't take it for granted to be alive today, to be among the living, because everybody didn't live to see today. If you watch the news, so many people have died throughout the years. And I thank God how he watched over me and my family and how he's been keeping us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank him for that scripture, Isaiah 54:17. Hallelujah. That no weapon shall form against us shall prosper. I just thank God for Psalms 91. Command his angels to watch over me and those of my family, those of connect. I just thank, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I thank God that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank, be encouraged and know if God is with you, who could be for you? Sometimes we go through trials and tribulations. We don't understand, but I can tell you that God will bring you out in the name of Jesus. God will heal you. God will deliver you. He will renew your mindset. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. He will take you from the pit like he did Joseph and raise you up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, God. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory because you worthy. You worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Saints, I'm just going to keep praising God, but I'm going to play this song. If I'm able to play this song, because of my, but I just, ooh, God, I thank you. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One thing I've learned when it seems like everything, all hell breaking loose, you start praising God. You start saying hallelujah. You thank God. You praise him. And watch how God turned the situation around. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I declare, decree divine protection over the cities, over the streets, God. Watch over the people, God, while they go to and from, God. And God, just like you delivered me from the nightclub, deliver the people from the nightclubs tonight so they are So they will repent and say, what must I do? Because you coming back sooner than people think, and we need to repent and get right with you, God. Hallelujah. No one can save us but you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. And Father God, we lift up each family member that you save them and deliver them and bring the laborers in their path, God. Remove the blindness off their eyes. In the name of Jesus, God. God, when the midnight, the clock start midnight, they will repent and get right with you, God, and accept you as their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, God. Touch mind, touch their body, God. Deliver them from the drugs, the alcohol, God. Deliver them from all tormental spirit in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Father God, hallelujah, God. The people in the house will be healed and delivered. They will stand up and praise you because you are Jehovah Jireh. You are a healer, God. In Psalms 107:20, you send your word to heal them in the name of Jesus. God, you lift up the prisoners, God. You said you set the captives free, God, and who the Son set free and free indeed, God. Hallelujah, God. Release them, bring them home, God, to do your will, God. Hallelujah, God. And, Father, you lift up the shelters to you, God, that you will open the door for them to have their own place to live, stability in their life, God. Hallelujah. Employment, God. Hallelujah, God. Philippians 4:9, you supply all our needs, God. And God, deliver us from lack and poverty in the name of Jesus, God. God, give us wisdom. Hallelujah. Give us understanding, God. Give us divine direction and clarity what to do, God. We need you, God. Hallelujah. Like never before, God. Hallelujah, God. 2010 will be salvation, harvest. People be saved like never before. Family members that we've been praying for years will be saved in the name of Jesus. People be delivered from drugs, alcohol. People be delivered from homosexuality. Anything that's not of you will be delivered in the name of Jesus, God. The body of Christ will come together like the book of Acts and be on one accord. There'll be unity and love like never before, God. But we ask you tonight that and get it right with you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We declare a decree of Luke 2:52, Deuteronomy 1:11, hallelujah, over our life in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for uncommon wisdom, uncommon favor, God, uncommon protection, God. Order our steps, God. Deliver each one from any fear or any doubt, God. We will do your will, not our will, God. That we will take our rightful place in the name of Jesus. I declare, decree that men will come from the north, south, east, west, and take their rightful place and serve you, God, in the churches, in the community, in their homes. They will come back and repent to their wives. Girlfriends, they will repent to them and get married and do right, God, in the name of Jesus. They will know who they are, that they're head, not the, they are the head of the providers, God. They will take their place in the name of Jesus, God. We give you praise. We give you honor in the name of Jesus, God, because you're Lord of Lords, you're Kings of Kings, God. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. We give you praise. We give you honor. Because you're Lord of Lords. You're Kings of Kings. Glory, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, God. Glory, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Glory, hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you honor, God. Because you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy to be praised. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. We give you praise, give you honor. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. We praise you, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight is a good night to rededicate your life and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Romans 3:23. So we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. Romans 6:23. For the wage of those who sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. God, thank you. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has risen him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:90. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, I know I'm a sinner. I have committed sin. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. Cleanse me from your blood. Write my name in the Lamb Book of Life. From this day, I invite you in the life to be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving and delivering me from sin. I serve you all my day in Jesus' name. If you rededicate your life or you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, contact me, Prophetess Rosalind. The Bible says no man is an island. We're supposed to be here to pray for each other and lift each other up. Amen. James 5:16. Let's contact me at RosalynnJennings@yahoo.com. That's RosalynnJennings@yahoo.com. My website is www.powerofforgivenessministries.com. That's www.powerofforgivenessm as in Michael, INISTRIES.com. Amen. And I want to pray for you and your family. And let's be on one accord and do the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah, Father. We give you praise. Amen. Amen. Let's just, amen. Let's just pray. Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for giving me all power and authority over all demons. I cover myself in the blood of Jesus. I cover all my family members in the blood of Jesus. I thank you for your giant warring angels that are surrounding us, protecting us. Hallelujah. I take my authority and attack the third heaven. I bind the strong man over my mind, will, emotion, over my home in Jesus' name. I command you leave the air in Jesus' name. Bind up every demon that was sent to me, transferred to me, follow me. I command you to come out of conscious, subconscious, all parts of my body, will, emotions, and personality in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Oh, God, we give you praise. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Let's pray for our families. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your will to restore my marriage to its rightful place. I vow to love, submit to my spouse. I forgive my spouse. Let go of all bitterness, anger, resentment, and patience. I repent for allowing my heart to be cold towards my spouse. Rekindle the fire of love in my spouse. I want to become the best spouse that you want me to be. I break every curse on my marriage. You spirit of divorce, the vigil, every Jezebel, every AI spirit, every manipulating control spirit, witchcraft be broken now in the name of Jesus. I release the power of the Holy Spirit on my marriage. What God has joined together, let no man put aside. I speak unity in my marriage. Call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. That prayer goes to marriages. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus on every marriage. Tips. For breakthroughs in marriage, do not harbor unforgiveness, resentment, offense, and bitterness. Get rid of it as quickly as it comes. Wife, choose to submit to your husband. Husband, choose to love your wife as God commands. Many men are destroyed because they are out of God's divine order. Uphold morally, integrity, sexual purity, and spiritual intensity. In Christ is the center of your marriage. You will walk in supernatural victory. Dedicate your marriage to be a holy institution of upholding God's righteousness and expanding His kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all righteousness, everything should be added to you. Amen. Blessing for the whole family. I release household salvation for my family. As for me and my house, we should serve the Lord. My seed of the body is blessed, no matter how far they've gone from you. I claim them back in Jesus' name. My children should serve you and live all the days in life. You spirit of age that caused moral, spiritual bondage, you will not see my children. I seal them with the blood of Jesus, declare that Satan has no power over them in the name of Jesus. I seal the blood of Jesus, declare that Satan has no power over their life. Every curse, addiction, habit, stronghold must be broken right now in the name of Jesus. I release a generation blessing inheritance upon the thousand generations in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Breakthroughs in finances. Lord, I thank you for your will to prosper me financially. I speak to every single of my giving, the year benefit harvest that will bring me out of every financial misery. I confess that my tithe often has opened the windows of heaven and released an overflow blessing to meet every need in my life. I destroy the curse of poverty in my life and declare that all the work on my hands is blessed. I declare God has given me the power to get wealth and anointing the prosperity. Destroy every yoke of poverty in the name of Jesus. I declare that God supply every need according to the riches and glory of Christ Jesus. Every need in my heart bow to the authority of the world. I call promotion, prosperity in the name of Jesus Christ. Become my God, delight in a prosperity servant. I anoint myself with the fervor of attract the favor of God. I sacrifice my money, rebuke the vow, my blessing in the name of Jesus. I release the blessing that has been held back by the principality working against my prosperity in the name of Jesus. I declare that I should lend to many nations, borrow from no one. You curse the debt, I reverse you and declare my death account in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you became a curse that the blessing of Abraham may come to me. I declare that I will be rich in wealth. I declare I will be rich in wealth and in health and in all things of spirit. Command my herd, flock, silver, gold, multiply. I speak to all resources assigned to my by God for my pursuit. Overtake me in the name of Jesus. I vow to give all the glory to God and remain faithful with my tithes, offerings, and vows in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you honor, God, because you Lord of Lords, you Kings of Kings. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over every home, over every business, every on this show, on this airwave. We plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Let's go. Ephesians 4:31-32 says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you, all malice, and be kind. That's the key word. Be kind, one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Amen. For 2009, let's pray for all our enemies. For 2009, let's go ahead and read the word. Amen. Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you praise. I give you praise, God. I give you glory, glory, God. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. You praise you, God. Hallelujah, God. Let's go ahead and read Matthew. Matthew 5:44. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which spitefully use you and persecute you. Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them, despite for you to persecute you. Wow. Father God, we lift up this person, my enemy, God. I ask you to remove the blindness off their eyes. I ask you to save them. God, I ask you to deliver them from darkness, deliver them from jealousy, pride, unforgiveness, bitterness, evil speaking, evil doing. God, I ask you to heal them emotionally, spiritually, financially, God. I ask you to bless them, God, like never before, God. I ask you that to give them the fruit of the Spirit in their life, God. I ask you that you save, heal, deliver, and bless their family in the name of Jesus, God, because I'm standing on Matthew 5:44. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them, which spitefully use you and persecute you. Amen. Romans 12:21 says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. That's a good one. Know that God fights your battles. For we know him that hath said, revenge belongs to me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And the Lord shall judge us. Amen. I'm gonna go to it's a scripture that I heard. I was watching Pastor Joel Osteen, and he had a powerful scripture that I never heard before. And I heard it, I said, God, I gotta read this one. It says, it's in Romans 12:19. As is dearly below, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, revenge is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Romans 12:19. I love this scripture. When I heard him say it, I said, Lord, I got to study on that scripture. It says, dearly beloved, revenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, revenge is mine. Revenge is mine means it's not for us, it's for God. Revenge is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Verse 20, therefore, if thou enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing this, thou should heap coal of fire on his head. And verse 21 says, Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. So Romans chapter 12, verse 19, 20, and 21. Stand on those scriptures. And if you anyone dealing with any emotional issues, please contact me, Prophetess Rosalyn Jennings, at www.powerofforgivenessministries.com. Please Google me in the name of Jesus. And I just want to keep praising and thanking God, because he is worthy of praise, and give him honor, give him glory, God. And I want everybody to contact me God has done some powerful things. I want to thank him so much for allowing me to be able to come on here and preach and teach on different topics. We're going to go back to, I know we did a lot of shows. We did a conference, Your Anointed Has Nothing to Do With Your Character. Amen. It's so important that we work on our characters. Amen. We learn to be people by word and follow through and show love. Of course, every annually, since I started being pimp, October the 14th and 15th, I thank God my 2-year anniversary, June 22nd. I thank God for other shows that I have done. I also have done some shows. Let's start from last. Let's go from April, because I know from January to April I had taken a break. I had just went on and seek God, took a break from things. sometimes you need to take a break and see God for direction and guidance, what he wants to do. And I took a break, but I thank God I'm back, and he gave me strength and grace to move forward. Amen. Amen. He's faithful. Amen. On April the 6th, 2009, it was just like an open mic show where people called in and prayer requests and other things. Let's also see other shows that I have done since this year. You know, we give God the praise and honor. I've done a show May the 27th, same night that I got robbed in front of my palm. The Lord, teach me how to operate my faith to get my deliverance. I thank God for Lady Renee. She co-hosts with me on prayer. Minister Virgie Lindsay, Grateful Gift Show, and Lady Renee and Brother Steve also came on to talk about their show. In May, I did an open mic show. And other one, I did, Lord, I Need Deliverance, which we all do. Amen. I did a show that I need to check myself. A lot of times, we don't want to never take accountability on the things we have done. Amen. Let's see else, other shows. June, I have done 12 shows in the month of June. Amen. I just, you know, give God a praise and honor. Amen. Let's see the shows that I've done in the month of June. Amen. Okay, let's see. I know June 28th coming here about the 24-hour prophetic breakthrough conference. Yet I thank God I was Apostle Tracy Foreman allowed me to be one of the speakers, and then I had her and other people of God to come and share their testimony. I thank God for DJ. I own Uncle F here on Blob Talk. He normally comes on every 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every night. Uncle F, he came on the Power Forgiveness Show back in June 26th. Power Forgiveness Show party, that's my anniversary. I thank God. That was a wonderful day. We have Prophetess Tanya Blunt, and God also, for the month of August, December, allowed me to do the midnight prayer. So I just thank God. You know, a lot of times, there was times when I didn't have internet or I had a lot of problems. But one thing I just get God, he teach you to be persistent, to not give up, persevere, because anytime you're doing something, things going to come up every time, you know, but you have to be persevere. And pray, you know, he could continue to give you the strength and grace and wisdom and divine protection and favor. I did a show which was very important. It says, is it out of order for a minister to ask an apostle, prophet, or pastor to be their reader? Amen. I had experience with this prophet before I set my calling. A prophet told me that was wrong, out of order, because I had to speak, but we thank God that's not the word. We're supposed to be helpers to one another in the word. So, we got to do things what the word say. Amen. Midnight prayer, amen. Power Forgiveness Workshop, amen. Amen. I thank God. Let's see what happened in July, in the month of July here on Power Forgiveness Show here on Blob Talk. Let's see what other shows God has caught. Let me see. Okay, I know I did the midnight prayer in August, September. Amen. And thank you, God. And let's see, the month of October. in August, too. I did it for 2 months. I did a midnight prayer for August and September. Give God, to people, thank God that the healing power, his deliverance, and his anointed. A lot of people were set free through those shows in the name of Jesus. Mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we just give him praise. Okay, and let's talk about October. You all know about to start being pimped. October the 14th and 15th. And let me see what else we have done. November. Let me see. Let me try and think. What I did the month of November. I did a show say who you need to forgive and you need to apologize to. What else? Biblical curses to repent of and pray for, against, bring aware, let people know. Amen. Amen. And this is the month, December. Praise God. We have done, if you're looking to take your business or ministry, you know to contact Janine Strickland at Anointed Website Design. Did a show, Affirmation for Single Women, Powerful Prayer. And what is God saying about helping each other? That's the key thing. We talk about how we're supposed to help each other, because that's what God wants us to do. Amen. So I just thank God, you know. I know I declare, decree Luke 2:52 over my life. You know what I mean? 1 verse 11, I declare, decree Isaiah 54:17, Psalm 91. And I'm just thanking God that the best is yet to come. You know, I give him praise. I give him honor. I give him glory. I don't know. I just plead the blood of Jesus and that people be get delivered, get totally deliverance in their life in all areas. Amen. People, we all get deliverance. Amen. And that, you know, we will come together as one. Amen. 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 So we just give God praise and honor. I'm praying that I'll be able to go on to the switchboard and open the lines and play the music. I don't know. I had a situation where this person was trying to, and I called myself trying to block him, and it messed me up. I said, Lord, but I prayed for deliverance on Block Talk, that people who were practicing witchcraft and demonic, they would get delivered by and plead the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus, and that no weapon should form against me to prosper. In the name of Jesus, souls will be saved in the blood of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. I'm going to go ahead and read more information. I am working on the schedule for the Powerful Giving Ministry. I know God is opening more doors for me to be on radio, be on television. I will definitely need your financial support for that, also for laborers to come along and help with the vision, not my vision, God's vision. This is a true statement, the scripture, the harvest is plenty, but laborers, that we'll come together and work. Because there's so many people need to be healed and delivered through the power of forgiveness. And it takes all of us coming together. If you want to see a change in your neighborhood, in your life, through the power of forgiveness, teach people how to forgive and love and bring more healing and deliverance in our life, and especially in the church, you'll see a difference. You definitely will see a difference in the name of Jesus. So I just want to say Happy New Year to everyone. Definitely seek God for direction and guidance and let his will be done, not our will. That's, I'm speaking for myself. When I declare, decree, Luke 2:52, Deuteronomy 1, verse 11, I declare, decree, Isaiah 54:17, Psalm 91, declare, decree, the angels from the north, south, east, west, watch over us, supernatural favor will pour on our life, and healing and deliverance will take place. If anyone's sick in their body, lay your hands, and by your stripes you are healed. Speak God healing word over you. Forgive, let go, apologize, repent to God, get things right. Start being more supportive and loving to each other. Amen. And watch him move. Amen. Like never before. Amen. 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 But definitely just repent. Just get things right with God in the name of Jesus. Yes, we're going to go ahead and we got a couple more minutes. Yes, God, we give you praise. Dear Lord, I pray that you will not remember the sin of my youth nor transgression. Please think of me according to your mercy and goodness sake, O Lord. Lord, I turn from all those sins I committed. Ask for your help in washing the memory and thoughts of sin that completely from my mind. Please restore me faithfulness, obedience to your word, and fill me with your Holy Spirit, renew, so that I will keep your commandment all my ways. Psalms 25:7. Jesus Christ, I invite you into my heart. Renew today. I ask forgiveness for all my sins. Jesus, thank you for dying for the sins, for forgiving me for them through your shed blood for me on the cross. Please take away all sinful old things in my heart that defile me, especially unforgiveness, pride, jealousy, anger, bitterness, God, offense. Replace them with good things that you desire to grow into my life. Please wash away all sinful, cruel, and tendency towards evil. Replace them with hunger and thirst of righteousness. I need your help, Lord Jesus, in living the new life in Christ. Please send your Holy Spirit fresh into my life to help me, heal me, lead me, transform me in Jesus' name. I pray. That's Mark 7, verse 21 through 23, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. Lord Jesus, we live in an age where sexuality will recover and broken over, rebounded, heal me past hurt, impact, or errors. Choke my God, my relationship. God, we. Okay, talk about Psalms 25, especially suited for deliverance and forgiveness. Compose a helpful prayer. Praise, yeah, finish the prayer. In verse 19, David could well be for his spiritual enemies as well as physical enemies. Same forces of evil will oppose every step. Pray for strength that God will help you. In Jesus' name, you have the authority to command Satan. Heavenly Father, come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I have sinned through sexual addiction in many ways. I ask you to forgive me, forgiveness, cleansing, guidance, strength, protection, healing from every step along the journey. Father, please create in me a clean heart. Renew a steadfast spirit in me. Do not cast me away from your presence. And do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. Restore to me joy of your salvation. Uphold me by your generous spirit. I commit myself to serving you from the point of my life. I ask that you establish your will in my life, not my own. You are my king. I'm your servant. Oh, Lord, open my lips. My mouth shall bring forth your praise. Teach me your way. I will walk in them the rest of my life. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. He says this. Prayers for repentance, deliverance, and cleansing. Amen. You know, we definitely have to get right with God. Amen. And repent for our sins and ask God to do a totally deliverance in us. Amen. 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 At home business, we thank God for you. Blessings to you for the new year. Amen. Blessings to everyone. Amen. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, we give you praise, hallelujah, hallelujah, God, you're awesome, you Lord of Lord, you King of Kings, because you're worthy, hallelujah, God, the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you, God, for the blood, we thank you, God, hallelujah, we thank you, God, for new beginnings for 2010, amen, new beginnings. New beginnings.
mountain of new beginnings. Amen. We all need new peace. Amen. New joy. Amen. Happiness. New prosperity, God. Amen. 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 Glory. Hallelujah, God. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you praise. I'm looking for these prayers. It says for restoration. Oh, power for new beginnings. We're going to read that. We're going to close it out for 2009. Psalms 103, verse 5, against the spirit of stagnation. When you desire new things, should begin in your life, end in your sinful, hopeless, helpless, worry. And Isaiah 43:19 say, behold, Isaiah 43:19 says, behold, I will do a new thing, now it should bring forth, should not, no, I will even make a way of the wilderness and river. Listen to these stories. Wow. Confess. Behold, I will do a new thing, now it should bring forth, should it know it, and it should even make a way of wilderness and river of desert. Praise. Hallelujah, God. Praise him. Oh, Lord, plant good things in my life. Oh, Lord, uproot evil things from my life. I cancel every unconscious negative agreement in the name of Jesus. Lord, make me a battle axe. Let every spiritual weakness in my life receive termination now in the name of Jesus. Let every financial failure in my life receive termination now in the name of Jesus. Let every sickness in my life receive termination now in the name of Jesus. Let every problem receive termination now in Jesus. I power all spiritual rules working against my life in Jesus' name. Let that which hindered me from greatness begin to give me now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let every imprisoned, buried potential begin to come forth now in the name of Jesus. You, unfriendly help, I command you in the name of Jesus. Depart from me. Let every negative transaction currently affecting my life negatively be canceled in the name of Jesus. I command all the dark work done against my life in secret be exposed by notified in the name of Jesus. I lose myself from every evil spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, if my life is on the wrong course, correct me. Let every anti-progress altar fashion against me destroyed with thunder, fire, God, in the name of Jesus. I command my destiny to change to the best in Jesus' name. Let my hand become a sword of fire to cut down demonic trees in the name of Jesus. Let my hand become a sword of fire to cut down demonic trees in the name of Jesus. All boasting power delegate against me be silent permanently in the name of Jesus. I withdraw all my benefits from the hands of obsession in the name of Jesus. Let all unprofitable mark in my life be erased in the name of Jesus. Let every power chasing away my blessings be paralyzed in the name of Jesus. Let every good thing eating up my enemy be vomited now in the name of Jesus. Let the anointing for spiritual breakthrough fall upon me in the name of Jesus. Let the anointing of spiritual breakthrough fall upon me in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, make me a prayer addiction. Oh, Lord, ignite my prayer life with fire, Lord. Empower my prayer. I reject every spiritual contamination in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, give me power to overcome all obstacles to my breakthrough. Oh, Lord, give me divine prescription to my problem. I break all curses of leaking blessing in the name of Jesus. Let all spiritual holes in my life be closed with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me locate a defeat in the clay of my life. Lord, let me be at the right hand of the right. I discard every household enemy today in the name of Jesus. Let my enemy pinch their tent against one another in the name of Jesus. I frustrate and disappointed every instruction of the enemy fashioned against me in Jesus' name. I seal my victory with the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for answering my prayers. Hallelujah, God. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Let's pray for restoration. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I restore to you the year the locusts have eaten, cankerworms, caterpillars, the panworms, great army that which is sent among you, and you should eat plenty, be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wonderfully with you, and my people should never be ashamed. Isaiah 41:18-20. I will open rivers on high places and dry land, spring of water. I will plant in the wilderness of cedars. And said, I will set desert the fir tree, the pine, the box tree together. They may see the consider the understanding together. The hand of the Lord done, the Holy One Israel has created. Amen. Thank God for the name of Jesus. Thank God for the name of Jesus. Lord, open doors of opportunity to me through the prayer in the name of Jesus. I command every evil, unknown forces organized against my life to be scattered in the name of Jesus. I paralyze every activity, physical, spiritual, paralyze, develop my life in the name of Jesus. Power denying me and my due miracle, receive stone of fire in the name of Jesus. Power denying me my due miracle, receive stone of fire in the name of Jesus. I recover all the ground I have lost in the army in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of depression, frustration, delusion in my life in the name of Jesus. Heavenly surgery, perform necessary surgery operation area of my life in the name of Jesus. Lord, carry out all the repairs that are necessary to progress. I command all danger, damage done by my life, pick evil tongue, demonic prophecy, witchcraft, spoken, personal negative confession, household witness. Let all prophecy feeding on my area of my life be rose in the name of Jesus. Fire of God, consume the evil clock of the enemy that's working against my life in the name of Jesus. My life is not a fertile ground for any evil to drive in. I command all doors of good things closed against my by the enemy be open in the name of Jesus. I reject the spirit of impossible. I claim open doors. I claim open doors in the name of Jesus. I decree restoration sevenfold in. I decree sevenfold restoration upon my family, all those connected to me, God, in the name of Jesus. Areas of my life in the name of Jesus. I refuse to war against myself in the name of Jesus. Lord, make my case a miracle. Shock my foe, friends, family, even myself. Lord, make my case a miracle. Shock the foe, friends, and my enemy in the name of Jesus. Lord, give me the solution to any problem facing me in the name of Jesus. Lord, make me a life, a miracle, glorified every area of my life in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I thank you for answering my praise. Father God, we thank you. Father God, as we close out this year, we repent to you, God. In the name of Jesus, repent for being selfish, for being prideful, for unforgiveness, anger, frustration, God, for jealousy, the spirit of offense, of bitterness, God. We repent, God, not honoring all your commandments in your word. We repent, God, not being loved and supported. We repent not reaching out to the Lord, God, not feeding the hungry. We repent, God, not declaring, decreeing that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, God. We repent, God. God, we repent, God, for a spirit of control and manipulation, God. We repent for not doing your will, but our will, God. We repent, repent, repent in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you, God, as we close out 2009, that we declare, decree, new beginnings, God. Bring new mindset, new hearts, new soul, God. New prosperity, new peace, new love, new joy, God. That we will operate in the fruit of the Spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, I declare, decree of Luke 2:52 over this broadcast. Also, God, in the name of Deuteronomy 1, verse 11, God, I declare, decree, I plead the blood of Jesus over this blowcock. I declare, decree, that laborers will come from the north, south, the prayer warriors will come, God, in the name of Jesus. I declare, decree, that all the ministry needs will be paid, and needs will be paid in the name of Jesus. I declare, decree, that souls will be saved, healed, delivered, and set free in the blood of Jesus. God, I declare, decree, that Blog Talk, that people be saved and delivering on Blog Talk in the name of Jesus, God. That they repent from their evil ways in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah, God. We give you glory. Hallelujah, God. We praise you, God. Hallelujah, God. We give you glory, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Amen.